In our gardening calendar, the Wasatch Community Gardens is hosting a workshop on seed saving. It's on Saturday, August 17th from 1 to 3 p.m. at their Fruit Heights location. Learn how to select plants and vegetables to save seed from and how saving your own seed is a vital part of becoming more self-sufficient. Registration is required at wasatchgardens.org. The USU Extension Office in Cedar City is hosting a garden-to-table workshop Thursday, September 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll learn tips from making the most of your garden through simple preservation methods. The workshop covers a little bit of everything from homemade pizza to baby food. The Extension Office is at 585 North Main Street in Cedar City. Registration is required by calling 435-586-8132. And then as far as gardeners markets, the Ashley Valley Farmers Market in Vernal is held each Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon at 150 East Main Street. Ogden's historic 25th Street Farmers and Art Market is each Saturday from 8 to 1 on 25th Street and Grant Avenue. Well, in studio with me for the last 13 minutes of the program is Dan Drost. He's USU's Extension Vegetable Specialist. And if you have a question or comment, you better get it in quick. Otherwise, the time will go by real quick and you will miss your opportunity. So first, go to our Facebook page, Utah Public Radio, and if you have a question or comment, post it there. If you'd like to email us your question, it's zestygarden@gmail.com. Or call our toll-free number, 1-800-826-1495. That's 800-826-1495. So, Dan, we were talking during the break about onions, and I've got my father questions. Yeah. He said, my onions have quit sizing up, and they're flopping over.
They are getting themselves ready to be harvested. That's all that's happening. Now, you may say to yourself, well, it's early August. Why aren't they just continuing to grow? Well, maturation in onion is brought on by long days. So are we in the long day time of the year? Yes, because it gets light early and it gets dark late. So we are in the long day time of the year. So that's one indicator and trigger for getting them to mature. And the second one is high temperatures. And I think we've already talked about high temperature. Yeah. So your father-in-law, if you told me correctly, bought some transplants. Transplants tend to mature faster than seeded crops do.
And he planted them in April.
And he planted them in April when they were supposed to be planted. They grew nicely for a long time, but now they've gotten all the signals that tell them to stop growing. And the tops falling over is a sign that they're getting ready to mature off. So I wouldn't necessarily lift those onions. I would just let them kind of lay there. If the tops stay green, you'll see a little bit of expansion in the bulb yet, but that's just the nature of a transplant. Sets do exactly the same thing. So if you go buy little bulbs of onions at one of the nurseries or garden centers and plant those out, they tend to do the same kind of thing. They mature early. And under these types of long days and hot temperature conditions, they're going to mature a little bit earlier. And then the third thing is that you really need to know what type of onion it is. So we have short day onions, which really they're all long day types. So this verbiage is really confusing. So I'm going to try and simplify it. All onions are long days, but some have shorter long days, so they call them short. I tell my students, think of them as short long day, medium long day, and long long day. And so in our environment, we tend to grow more medium and long long day types for commercial purposes and also in our gardens. If you grow the short long day types, those are like the Vidalia onion, the sweet onions that you'd grow in Texas or in South Arizona or California. Mm-hmm. Those onions mature really, really early. So they have a short growing period. The mediums have a medium growing period. The longs have a long growing period. And so if he has a variety that's a little bit more toward the short long day types, that's another reason they can mature off. Yesterday we were out in some commercial onion fields. Most of those, the tops are standing up straight. They're filling out the bulbs. We have another 3 or 4 weeks before those will happen. And so people, you know, if you want to have early ones, grow seeds or sets. But if you want to have some that mature later, you know, plant some seeds out next year in early March or early April, excuse me, in our area, or late March in, you know, the Salt Lake Valley and some of the warmer areas of the state. And you'll have those grow through the whole summer, and they can then become good storage onions. And these ones you'll use a little quicker. So he's okay.
Okay, so we have Keith from St. George on the line. Hi, Keith. How can we help?
This year I planted potatoes.
Good.
And they grew, and the plants got really high.
Yep.
Now they've fallen over. The leaves look terrible. Some of them don't hardly have any leaves.
Yep.
What do I do?
Well, have you tried to dig any up to see what's underneath?
Oh, no. I'm still hoping that there's things down there.
Well, I would recommend that you go out and you start digging around and, you know, dig one up on the end of the row and see what your potatoes are like. Because usually when the vines start to die off and go a little bit, lose their leaves, and the vines start to collapse, that usually means that you have potatoes that are ready to be harvested underneath there. Now, your hot weather down in St. George also tends to accelerate the development of the plant a lot more, so they're going to mature a little quicker, and they just can't really make it through those 100 to 110 degree weather conditions that you guys experience all the time. So I would start digging potatoes and start using them.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Good luck with that. And I envy you that you have fresh dug potatoes, because they are so much better than anything else you eat.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Keith.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Again, our toll-free number is 1-800-826-1495. Email zestygarden@gmail.com or post to our Facebook page at Utah Public Radio. I wanted to talk about garlic planting. And even though now's not necessarily the time to plant, you've got to order ahead. So why don't you address when to plant and the difference between long, or not long neck. See, you've got me going long neck. The hard necks
and the
soft
and the
neck
soft
varieties.
Necks. Well, really, if it comes down to hard necks and soft neck types, you know, it's going to be preferential for the consumer. Some people say that the one is a little stronger than the other. I mean, I don't know that I can tell the difference between them. Whatever your preference is, it really is just good to get some garlic into your garden. Now, should you start thinking about garlic now? Well, some people save garlic from year to year, and over time you'll find that clove size tends to decrease, and a lot of that has to do with the plant starts to acquire viruses, and the viruses, you know, restrict the ability of the plant to grow. You'll see it senesce off a little earlier. You'll start seeing some of the leaves yellow off a little quicker in the springtime. All of those are indicators that you probably have some virus. And so by ordering new seed periodically from a reputable garlic producer, you're going to get varieties, the same varieties that are virus-free. And so that's why you need to plan ahead for that. It takes a little bit of time to find the variety that you want, order it, and get it shipped to you so that you can plant it out. So when's the appropriate time to plant? Generally up here in the Cache Valley region, we try to say get your garlic planted sometime in mid to late September. If you're in the Salt Lake Valley, you know, late September to early October. If you're down in warmer areas like Moab or into St. George, you'd probably want to be planting sometime in mid to late October. And what that will allow is the plant is quite hardy. It will grow for a little while in the fall. It'll produce a lot of roots. You may actually even see a few leaves come up. Those are all good things, because what the garlic needs is some cold weather to create divisions in the meristem. And the more divisions you have in the meristem, the more cloves that you're going to produce that are going to be garlic for you to eat.
So when I plant the day before the snow flies, they still come up, but I just don't get near the size.
You don't get very big ones, yeah. So yeah. You're just planting a little too late. Can you do that? Yes. Can you plant in the spring? Yes. Do you get good cloves from those? Generally, no.
Okay. So as far as the differences between the long... Here I go
long
again.
Neck.
Between the soft neck and the hard neck, if I remember correctly, the hard neck are more... pungent in flavoring, but they don't store as well.
That's correct.
And the soft-necked do store longer.
Do store longer, yes.
All right. So if you do soft-neck, you just have to add more when you're cooking. I mean, I usually double the amount I see in a recipe anyway.
You know, I usually, Dawn tells me that I've added too much. So, you know, since I do a little bit of cooking in our house, I like garlic a lot, it's, you know, you just have to be careful.
And I suppose it also goes back, again, how many taste buds per centimeter are on your tongue. If you've got more, that's going to be a little more sensitive to that sort of thing. Okay. I wanted to also make sure we talked about fall planting. Mm-hmm. What can be put in the garden right now? What can you plant and still harvest?
Right now, probably not much. You know, it's early August. It's early August. You should have been planting, if you wanted, fall cabbage, fall broccoli, some of those kinds of things. It should have been done about the 1st of July or thereabouts, and they're going to struggle through the summer, but then they start to pick up speed once the temperatures start to cool off. Toward the end of August, you're going to start reseeding things like spinach, lettuce, maybe even some chards, some your mustards, your arugulas, your radishes.
Could you do beets?
You may be able to get by with some beets, but it takes a little while. It just kind of depends.
You'll at least have greens.
You'll have greens. That's exactly right. And they're sometimes as good as the bulb part of it. So you've got all of these cool season veggies that mature in a relatively short period of time that you can start harvesting shortly after they come up and start to utilize. But they just can't make it yet. The soil is too hot. We were doing some studies on planting, and what we found this summer is the soil temperature is so warm that things just have a hard time germinating. They just don't germinate under these conditions. So we need to wait a little bit of time for those. And so about the end of the month, you can start getting your lettuce and your radishes and any of those other leafy greens. Then you can put some row covers over top of them come the frost periods, and you'll have product all the way through October. And depending on how well you care for them, maybe all the way into November.
Can you ameliorate that by putting like a board down over the top so the soil doesn't get so warm?
You can do that, and it takes a little bit of extra work. We tried extra irrigations to keep the soil moist and cool, all of those things, and it's still so terribly hot in that surface layer of the soil that many of these small seeded crops like a spinach or like a lettuce that has to be seeded relatively shallow, the temperature just gets so warm there that they go dormant and they don't germinate at all. And as it cools off, if you did seed them, generally what you'll see is you'll start seeing them come up now toward the end of the month and into early September. So don't despair. Your work is not in vain, other than the weeds always seem to grow just fine at this time. They have no problem. That's right.
And then in the last minute and a half that we have, should there be any issues as far as adding any late season nutrients to our vegetables, any nitrogen, anything like that?
Well, in some of those cases where we're growing a little bit of leafy green and things like that, a lot of the crops that we've grown have used much of the nutrient that's in the soil. You may have to do a little bit of supplementation, particularly with some nitrogen, just to keep the plants vigorous and growing. You know, if you're into using organic fertilizer sources, you know, be careful with just adding more compost. And we all think that that's a good thing. It is, but, you know, we can overdo it too, particularly if it's manure-based compost that, you know, suddenly we get imbalances that occur in the soil. And, you know, we can talk more about those kinds of things maybe next month and as we get a little closer to that planting time, because, you know, the 1st of September when I'm back again, it'll be proper planting time for all of our fall greens.
I know at the last Thursday of this month, we'll be talking about doing some cover crops to help build the soil profile.
Excellent.
So, well, you've been listening to The Zesty Garden. My guest has been Dan Drost. He's USU's Extension Vegetable Specialist, is with us every second Thursday of the month. So plan on whatever the second Thursday is in September, and you'll be back then.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on this edition of The Zesty Garden. The Zesty Garden is a production of Utah Public Radio with producer Shalane Smith-Needham and Brian Earl. To listen to past programs or get additional information about the show, just go to upr.org. If you have an idea for an interview, including guests or topics, send your suggestions to zestygarden@gmail.com. You're listening to Utah Public Radio, KUSR HD1 Logan, KUSK HD1 Vernal, KUSL HD1 Richfield, KUST HD1 Moab, and KUSU FM HD1 91.5 Logan.
Stay with us for Performance Today, coming up next, followed by Exploring Music at 1 and BBC World News Hour at 3. It's 11 o'clock.